Corran of Shlinua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
Liam, as an expert in careers and interviews and such like, you'll probably be criticising me now because I have so much paperwork here on the desk in front of me that I've lost the email, but I was reading it much earlier in the day. So the gist of it is essentially that this individual does not like the job he's in and is thinking of either going back down the ladder again or perhaps giving it up entirely, and is curious to know whether or not this might reflect badly on him at future interviews for other positions where obviously he'll be asked why.
Yes, and actually you had sent it on to me earlier on, and it also said he was thinking about a sideways move or a downwards move. And he's worried, as you said, that he might be seen as giving up. And I mean, anything to do with career moves, the most important thing is that you're comfortable with it yourself. You know, you can convince any interview panel or have a good goal convincing any interview panel that the move is logical for you, if it is logical for you. Do you know what I mean? But if you're sheepish about it or apologetic, or if you know you're not doing it for the right reasons, they will come across that. I can't guarantee you they'll find that, but an experienced interview panel will look at it very closely and will investigate and will ask questions to figure out what you're about. And if you haven't got your head together about it, I think they'll pick up on that. So the first thing I would say to this listener is that know why you're doing it. Now, I think there's a problem with what he's doing. He seems to me to be just, he says he hates his current job, and he seems to be taking this move purely to get out of the current job. But to me, there's from the frying pan to the fire about that. And I think that, you know, in the course of our life, we now make more career changes than we used to one time, but there's still a finite number of changes. You can't change it every week. And you need to, if you're thinking about change, to think about it a bit more, just rather than your ambition just being, well, I hope to get a job where the boss is nicer than the current job. Do you know what I mean? And that's reducing it all to just fixing the current problem. And I think that's very dangerous. I think that when you're at a career crossroads, you need to look a bit broader than that and say, well, what do I want from the job? You know, maybe going back down the ladder does make sense because you're changing ladders, you know what I mean, to go into a different area. But just to react to hating the current job or hating the current boss and just reacting in that way is not good enough. So I would say that that's the only reason they're doing it. An interview panel will pick up on that. So I think they don't sound to me like they're ready for that move yet, and certainly would be vulnerable in an interview right now, I think.
And Liam, the fact that this individual so dislikes the job, is it necessary to first of all ask himself, well, why do I dislike the job? If it's because of my boss, or are there other factors, or am I a square peg in a round hole? And the fact then that they would contemplate either going sideways or downwards would suggest that they're in a very bad place in terms of their work, which is not a good place to be at all.
I think you need the phrase, I don't like my current job, or I hate my current job, doesn't tell us enough. And it sounds like, and sometimes people, they don't like the commute, or they don't like the boss, or they don't like the office, or they don't like a certain slant of light almost. And with the baby, you know, with the baby goes the bathwater, or with the bathwater goes the baby, you know. So I think this person needs to first to decide, as you say, what do I not like? Is it the sector I'm in? Is it the actual work I'm being asked to do? Is it my boss? Is it the hours? Is it, you know, what exactly is the problem? And figure out and isolate the problem. So the problem actually is I don't like working in sales, for example. Okay, well, that's good to know. Let's avoid sales roles in the future. But I do like working if the sector happens to be, you know, in hospitality. I do like working in hospitality. So therefore, don't just throw out working in hospitality because you don't like sales in hospitality. You know what I mean? So they've got to go back to basics and say, what do I not like in this job? What would I like in another job? Be it the type of work, the sector, the hours, the people I want to work with, and decide all of that and take time and talk to friends about that and get help about that to make that decision about where I'd like to go to next. And then and only then would I say, are you ready to actually leave the job almost? You know what I mean? That you need to have a plan to kind of figure out where you're going to go next. And this is what I said at the start, when it makes sense to you, it'll be easier to make sense to an interview panel. So if you can go in front of an interview panel and say, I actually am going sideways here, or I am going down the ladder here, because I want to do it for the following reasons. I want to change ladders to get different skills. I won't get in at the level I'd like to, so I've got to go back down a step or two to learn, be it social media or bookkeeping or whatever HR or whatever the new area you want to go into. So then, you know, you go down the ladder to get some skills to go back up a new ladder. So it's not just that you're sort of backing out of where you are because you don't like your current job and you have no other greater plan than that. And I have seen people, and we've seen loads of this in the last 10 or 11 years in Ireland, and we will see loads of it again in the next 10 or 11 years, is people who have gone down ladders, restarted, and gone back up again and have done really well, you know what I mean? So going down the ladder isn't a problem. Going down the ladder without a plan is a problem.
And could it be the case as well, it's not stated in the email, Liam, but that this person, there may be aspects of the job that he's good at and enjoys and other aspects of the job that he's not good at or just doesn't like, perhaps a mixture of both, and that perhaps he needs to stand back and assess that and see whether or not with his current employer that could be addressed?
Yes, I mean, he may just need to change job within the current company.
Yes.
And companies, by and large, are more enlightened now than they were at one time because, you know, it's if you're going to leave, you're going to leave. So there's nothing to be lost in going to the boss and saying, look, I don't like doing this particular job, but I wouldn't mind having a go at some other job in the company. And if the boss says, well, no, you got to stay where you are, well, then you leave anyway. If you're going to leave anyway, what, there's no harm in having that one shot at trying to do something different. Mm. And I think that in this question, I think this candidate or this person has kind of lost control of their own career direction. They're allowing something which is not clearly defined decide where they're going to go next or decide that they're going to make a step just to avoid the pain of their current job. And that's too much of a reaction for me. I think, yes, absolutely, except you don't like your current job, but use that as a starting point rather than just a sort of, I'm going to just, you know, it's a bit like my first wife had auburn hair, so we fell out very badly, so I'm not going to marry a woman with auburn hair again. Do you know what I mean? But then you marry a brunette, and they are a problem for you all over again, or you're a problem for them. So don't just correct what was wrong in your eyes about the first one for the second one. It's a much bigger question than that. An improbable analogy, I hasten to add.
Yes, and finally, Liam, prospective employers at interview picking up on that, would they frown upon it?
They frown upon uncertainty. I care not how often you fall, I only care how often you get back up again. They don't like to think that you're using them as a kind of a you know, halfway house or a, you know, somewhere just to find a bit of shelter. They like to think you're coming on board with them with a lot to offer, that you're very keen, you know where you're going, you know what you can bring, and they will, by and large, well, they don't want somebody who's half-hearted, who's only going there on the rebound, and also, you know, they'll pick up experienced interviewers. I've been in that situation. Experienced interviewers will pick up on signs very quickly. So if you go in there hoping something won't come out, there's a fairly good chance it will.
So our listener needs to proceed with great care.
With great care, Aidan.
Very good. Liam,
this is a metaphor for life, anyway. Advice for life.
Indeed it is, but we only tend to learn about that when life is nearly over.
Aidan, the other topic of the day, Leinster football, is it dead and buried? I wanted to ask you that before I go. I know you keep an eye on these things.
Well, we were discussing it earlier, actually, with Noel Byrne at the start of the programme.
I'd like to hear that.
And it was a very interesting discussion with Noel about it. And I think it may well be for some time to come. Dublin seemed to be finding it so easy, and what they did to Meath on Saturday night was just, well, it was humiliating, but I don't think too many people actually saw that happening. I would have thought Meath would have put up a better performance, and the Leinster Championship doesn't challenge Dublin at all, it seems.
No, it doesn't. It's just a warm-up for them. I think probably in Mayo, we're the one county who can kind of point the finger at some of the Leinster counties and say, you know, it is possible to put up a show against Dublin. It might be becoming more and more impossible as time goes on, but, you know, in the backdoor years, Meath and Kildare, I think, should have been able to figure out a way of losing Leinster but still contesting at All-Ireland level, and it didn't really do that, you know.
And just since you mention it now, it was quite an extraordinary weekend. Well, certainly yesterday was, in terms of the victories for Cavan and Tipperary. But I'll ask you the same question I asked Noel earlier. Will Cavan and Tipperary be brought back to earth once they come up against Dublin and Mayo, respectively?
I fear Cavan will. I fear Cavan are going to a level they've never experienced before. And Dublin don't play poorly. That's the thing about Dublin. Their consistency is staggering. I think Tipperary are in a slightly better position in that Mayo are not at Dublin right now. They haven't won the last five. And Tipperary have been to an All-Ireland semi-final before, just 3 or 4 years ago, as it happens against Mayo.
Against Mayo, indeed.
But they're not a starstruck going into it. And they have a few very good players, some really good players on the middle and some very good players up front. And I think they'll give plenty of it to Mayo, but I think Mayo will beat them. But I don't think they'll... I think Cavan might come out of the next phase more chastened than Tipperary will.
Yes, I think you may well be right. We must leave it there. Liam Horan, as always, many thanks.
Thanks, Aidan.